This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, not going to waste another second because it is time right now at 9 a.m. on a Friday for the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And we welcome back to the Ben and Woods program on 97.3 The Fan, the manager of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're pretty good.
Doing well.
Yeah. I wanted to start
doing great.
What you said after the game yesterday about how that was actually one of your favorite games of the year. And specifically, I want to talk about resiliency because I went back and looked, and I think that's the sixth time this season that your team has lost the first game of the series and then come back to win the series in the end. What is it that you see? You've been a manager for a while. You've been in baseball for pretty much your whole life. What is it that makes a team resilient and able to bounce back when things aren't going well?
I don't know if it's as much resiliency as it can be the word I'd use. It's kind of hard to maybe articulate exactly the right word, but it's really about just the consistency of competition. And showing up every day to compete to win. And if you do that, I mean, let's face it, you're going to lose some games, right? I mean, there's 162 of them, so you're going to lose the first game of the series. Ball didn't bounce your way for whatever reason. But if you're consistent with your preparation, dedication, competitiveness, then you give yourself the best chance to win, regardless of what's taking place. So it can come across as resiliency, but there's a front end to it as well where, you know, which we just taken care of the last three games on the good side of the column, the win column, and that allows you to do that more consistently. So when you don't win or you don't start the game well, and then you come back and say, okay, we got to keep going, got to keep going, got to keep going, got to figure it out, then – you know, you're able to play consistently, win more, and then overcome when you don't get a win. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. And consistency is something. I'll tell you, Schilty, it's been talked about so much with this team this year, and your consistency as well, consistency in the lineup, and the lineup questions. I mean, I said it yesterday. It's getting a little tedious at times. I'm sure it is for you too, with everybody asking you, you know, the lineup this and who's going to play and when. But I did want to ask, you know, it's the advantage you have now with maybe some other players that you didn't have going into the break. He's one of the most talked about players in baseball. Of course, I'm talking about Luis Arraez, not by just our fan base, by others. He's such an interesting guy, three-time batting champ. We know all the accolades. They talk about lineup optimization, and I wanted you to, if you could, explain to the millions of people that have been tweeting us about optimizing the lineup with Luis Arraez in the two-hole and kind of what you see from him in that spot.
Yeah, you know, I don't read a lot of the stuff. I'd probably go pretty crazy. I know there's a lot of passionate people that care highly about our team, which is fantastic, and, you know, we're grateful for that. And one of the greatest things, you know, one of my many mentors in this game was Whitey Herzog, Hall of Fame manager. And, you know, when I first started managing, struggling with some of the criticism just inherently come with the job, and I didn't struggle too bad with it because I was taught by some other people how to handle it. But one of the things that Whitey said to me that was really helpful was, you know, appreciate the fact that almost the people have an opinion, and that's how, you know, people were into it. You know, the market I was in was pretty passionate too. And also the fact that, you know, everybody's played the game or has some, you know, connection to the game growing up, and, you know, they have an opinion and they care, and, you know, just appreciate that. So, you know, it always kind of helps me that that's real. You know, as far as the lineup construction goes, I do think people take it to an extreme level. And I get the passionate side of it. But the knee jerk of, you know, whatever sample size is, you know, two games, three games. I mean, it's really, quite honestly, can be unfair, to a point. Because, you know, listen, these guys aren't machines. I'm not one either. You know, we put our best foot forward every day. I can promise you that. And we're always looking the best way to compete and use our pieces. And frankly, I feel pretty good about it. Now, specific to the lineup, specific to Louis, you know, again, human being that is a well-established guy in our clubhouse, a well-established guy in this league, a guy that has to be considered very highly on the other side when we compete, a guy that the day we traded for him last year, we had the winningest record in all of baseball from the moment we got him till the end of this regular season. We're doing okay this year, I think, you know.
Yeah.
And he's won three batting titles, you know, in a row. So there's just ebbs and flows that come with the season. And the wrap-up point, so, I mean, you know, listen, you know, can we move him? Absolutely. Have we? Yeah, we have. We've actually played with the lineup a couple of different times. The fact of the matter is, you know, lineups are very fluid. Like I said, they're people. They're humans. You know, I was asked last week about Manny. You know, he's got one RBI in August. I said, well, right, you'll probably talk to me next week if you can remember, and he'll have eight. Hit three yesterday. You think yep. Anybody asked him, said, hey, man, you stuck with Manny. He only had one RBI for the first 2 weeks of August. And I was starting to get some, you know, like, what's going on? I'm like, he's fine. The game's hard. And, you know, there's a confidence factor. I mean, the wrap-up point to this whole thing, and we could talk about it, you know, for a while, and I get the question, but how would people feel in their own occupations if they've had a lot of success and something didn't go well for some small period of time? Now, look, we all know, I know, there's not infinite amount of, like, you get a chance, you know, you got to produce. I get it. We get it.
Yeah.
We understand very clearly our level of production relative to, you know, continuing to do what we do. But how would you feel if the equivalency of anybody listening had won three batting titles in their jobs and lined out and just didn't get a break here or there? And it's not really about Louie. It's about anybody, you know?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, hey, you're no longer the CEO, you know, it's not fair. It wouldn't be fair. Now, you know, again, it's not unlimited. There's production that needs to take place, but that's the way I see about lineups. And I do feel like my style, at least, is to trust our people, trust our players. And over the course of a season, when players feel safe and comfortable and know they're valued appropriately and, you know, you're going to stick with them reasonably, and this is big picture. It's not to Louis. Like, Louis doesn't even come to my mind, which probably blows people away. Like, Louis, who doesn't want Louis to rise up, puts the ball in play, competes his tail off, is actually at 4-17 against lefties, runner scoring position. Who doesn't want that guy up? I do. But anyway, I don't know if that answered your question or not. Kind of a longer
it does.
Answer.
It's just such a fascinating. He's such a fascinating guy, and it's not just Padres fans. It's across the board. I mean, it's national media guys trying to figure out these days what the value is of a guy like Louis Arraez. And you know, I talked to his previous manager about him too, and he speaks the same. You know, says the exact same thing about him. You know, for you. Having to make that decision. That's the question I always want to know.
Well,
that
a hard decision? The guy won three batting titles. I don't understand what the comment. I mean, I understand. I mean, I guess I understand. It's about Sonoma production. I watch the games. He lines out a lot. He puts the ball in play a lot. He's second in Major League in the National League with multiple hit games behind Trey Turner. He's defensively in the last almost three full months since the beginning of June. He's got the second most outs above average at first base. He's playing excellent first base, second in baseball. I mean, and he's an energizer for our team, and guys love him, and he brings positive energy and competes his tail off. I don't know what the debate is about, quite frankly.
Yeah, fair. And, yeah, that my thing was when I said the decision, I meant the decision. If for whatever reason you have to move him or you did, and because like you said, he's hit cleanup a couple times or whatever, does that kind of decision that you have to make, is that a hard conversation with a guy like Luis Rice or anybody, you know, anybody with many years in the league?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, but again, it's just, my point is about the whole thing is like, I don't live in a knee-jerk world. It's as simple as that. Now,
right.
People may or not appreciate that. You're not going to please everybody. If that conversation has to happen with any player, which they have happened, we have moved guys around a little bit. But I am looking for longer-term consistency. And you talk about resiliency. Part of resiliency is people being in a good headspace and knowing what they're going to have when they show up at work and be consistent and feel safe. And know they're going to be able to be trusted. That's a good mental headspace for a player and a team. What's not a good mental headspace consistently is knee-jerk reaction to, I don't know what externally is out there. That's not my purview to manage I'm not going to manage to the Twitter world or, you know, whatever that is. I'm going to manage to what we, our staff, including our front office, has put this team together and to the best I can. And I don't know, we're playing for first place tonight in our division for as close as this team's been since, you know, 15 years. So, I mean, I don't know.
I get it.
Talking with Padres. Go ahead. Sorry, Mike. We're talking with Padres manager Mike Schill. The manager's report refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. So here it comes again, you know, LA Dodgers. I think this is another great opportunity, obviously, for your team. Now you get them at your place as opposed to last weekend. We know last weekend didn't go the way you wanted it to, as you said. What, if anything, do you guys need to do differently, though, as opposed to what happened last weekend? Because it's going to be a lot of the same matchups that we saw, of course, against the same team in such a short period of time.
We just need to get off to a better start. I mean, all three games we were playing behind the whole series. You know, we just couldn't get a lead. We had one lead to start the series. Loriano hit the home run off Kershaw at the foul pole and then went back and gave up two and we tied the game for half an inning in the third game. And, you know, so we played, you know, three games with, you know, one lead for an inning and one tie game for for an inning. And, you know, just so we got to be able to figure out a way to make sure we keep them at bay early and we get on top and just play the style of game that we need to play. Otherwise, it was a pretty evenly matched series. We just couldn't get on top of it.
One of my favorite moments from that series was Wandy Peralta opening to, I mean, just incredible. I mean, I thought he was incredible. The way that he's pitched, Schulte, since, what, May? I think you were talking about the other day. He's been unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And that strategy, you know, listen, everybody gets such a kick out of the, you know, you get a new toy or you get a new idea. But that, I thought that really was effective. And is that something that you guys will look at? I know you're always looking for new ways to win a ball game, certainly, but that looked pretty good to me. And I think a lot of people out there.
Yeah, because it worked. If it didn't, you'd probably be close to that. I mean, that's the thing about it.
How'd you know?
Oh, I call this show every 2 weeks.
That's a great answer.
I know,
I gotta give you that one.
50 minutes of conversation.
Mike, I want to follow up on something you just said about playing with a lead. Psychologically, obviously, you want to have the lead because you can't win the game unless you're ahead. But do you notice that teams play differently when they're behind a couple of runs versus ahead a couple of runs? Is that pressure real, and does it change things over the course of a game, just being ahead by whatever it is, knowing that the other team has the pressure on them now?
Yeah, that's real. I mean, you look at, which I do, and, you know, a lot of games are won statistically. Every game has its own life, of course. But, you know, you look at the win probabilities after the sixth with a run lead or two-run lead or three-run lead, the sixth. You know, you're going to win 60% of your game. 60% of your games plus, depending on the margin of lead. You know, it comes into play even more with our bullpen. You know, our bullpen's obviously really, really good. Not infallible, but, you know, very, very good. And so, yeah, but that's the part of the resiliency that you let off with. It's you know, if you can compete, and this is way harder and easier said than done, but it is something that one of the reasons I was pleased with yesterday. Day game after a night game, like, you know, people think, oh, you should always perform, you should always be at your best. Well, those are hard turnarounds. You know, these guys think about, you know, Manny hadn't, you know, right or wrong, he likes to play. I mean, that part's right, but he's, you know, he's participated in every game. You know, we've used the DH to give him the appropriate days off his feet on the field. But, you know, the point being is you're going to play two games within 24 hours, okay? And then to get down, what we compete against, talk about fairly amount, a lot, is, you know, like, what is the – what? It's no longer the physical ability that's you know, distinctive, you know? You're in the big leagues, so people are super physically talented. So – how consistently are you bringing emotionally and mentally to use your physical ability for whatever you have that particular day? And, you know, if you get down, like yesterday, that's why, you know, said it was one of my favorite games, is because we get down and we're like, and didn't play as well. And, you know, early, you know, wasn't as clean as we would have liked it to be. And nobody went, not our day. We actually, the converse of, we're like, come on, we got to figure it out. And we did. Now, there's no guarantee to that, because the other teams have some ability too, and they have a say in the outcome. But I can tell you, when you have that mentality and you're not looking to give anything away in competition, if you get down, it's like, okay, we got to figure it out. If you get up, it's not enough. So there's a hunger factor that individually and collectively as a team, this team has. And it's a great trait.
Mike, last one.
Yeah, go
last
ahead,
one
Woody.
For me. So I just had a quick, easy one. I wanted to just see how Michael King's doing, and Jackson Merrill, of course. You know, obviously want those guys healthy for the stretch run, because the stretch run is a real thing. And, you know, playoffs loom in the future. Wanted to make sure those guys are doing well and on the right track.
Jackson is, we'll see today. You know, today's going to be a big day for him. The good news for Jackson is. There's nothing structural or torn or, you know, nothing that, you know, is looming on anything that's, you know, longer term that's going to prevent him to compete at some point relatively soon. It's just a matter of how he's healing and his capabilities. And, you know, he's a tough kid, as we all know, and really, really wants to be in the competition with his teammates. We just got to figure out at what point, you know, is he going to be able to manage what he has and still be productive. And today we'll look to see and take his temperature even more and to see where he's at and see what, how many days he still may need or not to make a decision if we, you know, want to carry him until that, that day takes place. And then Michael's throwing a, threw a side yesterday, felt really good. Was encouraged about it. It's going to throw a simulated game on Sunday. Three-ish innings, 45 pitches or so. And it's just about, you know, recovery. You know, if he has a setback, and clearly that's not good. But, you know, the knee's doing better. It's starting to stabilize a little bit more, be more consistent when he leans on it with you know, his maximum effort. So it's just about recovery for Michael.
And did Toddy get a good night's sleep? Because he was having none of it when he heard you said you were ready to play the Dodgers last night. He wanted a, he wanted another day before he had to get back on the field.
Yeah, I'm sure Toddy's fine. I'm sure he got a, I don't know. I didn't tuck him in.
No, he was teasing me a little bit. He rolled his eyes. No, I'm not ready to go play the Dodgers yet. I need my beauty sleep. Mike, appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks for bringing that up. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take care.
Yeah.
There he is, Mike Schilt, the manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. I mean, he's right. This is a good team. Anyone who says otherwise is not being honest. The Padres are a good baseball team, Woods, and he has proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt at this point in the season. The only question remaining is how good can they possibly be, and can they go all the way? And that's why we watch as fans, and that's what we're going to find out over this last month of the season.
I love it. Hey, dog days of summer, man. I get you. I totally get it.
All right, we're going to take a time out.
I got partnered today.
Yeah,
you hear it?
I had partner.
I saw
partner?
That.
I loved it.
Are you taking off here, or you got one more segment? Or are we gonna say goodbye to Woodsy?
One more segment with you guys.
All right, well we'll get to the bottom of the hour here. We got some front row card show tickets to give away, VIP tickets coming up. We'll say goodbye to Woodsy and set the stage for the rest of the program here. The Rondle Report, all coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to talk to you about Trust and Will. It's an online resource for people who, like us, have put off their estate documents for far too long. And I think we had reasons. I mean, it's not just your head in the sand, but it's also who wants to go to a lawyer's office and pay hundreds, even thousands of dollars for something that you really didn't want to think about to begin with? Well, now with TrustandWill.com, none of that. You can do it easily online and from home and have real estate documents, a will or a trust, to take care of your family when you're gone.
Man, you couldn't have said it better, partner. I thought it was really well said. And look, for me, it was like a guilt factor. I felt incredibly guilty that I hadn't done this yet with two kids at home and a wife. And, you know, listen, things can change at the drop of a hat, as we all know. So make sure that you are covered. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping of your estate documents.
Absolutely. It is just the peace of mind that you have is really important for you, but you don't want to get your family stuck in probate court. Lengthy, expensive process. It's a big hassle that can be easily avoided with just about 20, 30 minutes of your time. Again, go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN to get 20% off at checkout at trustandwill.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, thanks again to the skipper, Mike Shildt. Big weekend coming up for the San Diego Padres. But probably whatever happens, you know, on Monday, we will reevaluate where your San Diego Padres are. They can't win the division this weekend. And I don't think they can really lose the division this weekend. If they got swept, they'd be in a bad spot. But ultimately, it'll probably come down to the last month of the season. And the Padres and Dodgers won't play head-to-head at all. But, you know, it's still, those games will mean just as much as every other game of the 162, and either team can still make up a few games or lose a couple of games down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, you want to win these, games, and if for nothing, for no other reason, is that you're 2-8 against this team, as Darren said earlier. You know, you're 2-8 against these guys. You know, obviously, regular season success means literally nothing when you get to the playoffs, but I think, you know, it goes a long way in showing that we can go out and beat a Blake Snell, a Tyler Glasnow, and a Yamamoto. I mean, those are the caliber of pitchers that you're going to face in the postseason, and it may very well be those three same pitchers. So, you know, it's kind of important for that, and I'd like to see these guys show up and play a lot better than they did last weekend. And like even Shilty said, you know, losses, you know, you can handle a loss, you're pretty competitive, but you know, it is important. You know, I don't want to downplay the importance of this series this weekend, certainly.
He did point out, and I like sometimes when you point out that obvious that is true, they get off to better starts in these games.
Oh, yeah.
They buried themselves in all three games.
Correct.
Against the LA Dodgers. And after that, you can make the argument the Padres played better in innings 2 through 9 in all three games, or at least two of the three games, than the Dodgers. But they buried themselves so early that they never really had a chance.
You feel bad about spotting a team like the Rockies 3 or 4 runs in the first inning 2 or 3 games in a row. You cannot do that with a team like the Dodgers. It's just not going to happen.
You can't. It's just going to be really, really tough. It's uphill sledding. It makes everything harder. It makes your bullpen management harder. It makes everything harder. You're looking at it going, oh boy, we're only 3 down, but still, it's the, you know, look who they've got on the bump. Look who we've got on the bump tomorrow. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to process for any big league manager, and especially going up against a team like that, man. It's, you know, again, very unenviable position that Mike Shildt has.
Woods, I want to wish you safe travels on your
Thank
way back
boys.
From Texas. We look forward to seeing you back in studio here on Monday, where we'll all be in a really, really good mood, or probably kind of in a grumpy mood when we get here on Monday morning.
Yeah, thank you guys for enduring me being on remote yet again. I really appreciate it. Thanks to all the kind messages, all the tier ones for all the kind messages to my dad. It's been great. It's been great to be home and see them, but I'm ready to get home and see my family now and see the tier ones. And yeah, man, hopefully watch some good baseball this weekend.
Before you go, we are going to give away another pair of VIP tickets to the Front Row Card Show at the Town & Country Resort on August 30th and 31st. If you want to start calling right now, we'll take the sixth caller at 833-288-0973. Join more than 400 vendors of sports cards, Pokemon, comic books, autographs, and other collectibles. Plus, vendors are going to be buying with cash, so you can bring your own collection to the show. Tickets are available at frontrowcardshow.com, or you can win them right now, 833-288-0973. Paulie and I will come back with the Rattle Report, get some other headlines from the world of sports that we've missed to wrap things up on a Friday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But before I go, I will be heading home today back to my family and, of course, my EcoWater filtration system that I love so very, very much. I've had to drink some subpar water this week. I'm looking forward to getting back. Get the EcoWater system in your home. My buddy Travis reached out the other day and said, hey, man, give me the straight skinny. I said, dude, get this thing. It's incredible. You guys will love it. He's got two little boys, too. It's about giving your family the best that you can offer them, and EcoWater SoCal can certainly do that. They have absolute state-of-the-art water. It is the best water you will drink. It takes hydration to the next level. Get a free in-home water test today. They will come out. They'll test your water, show you how it all works, and show you this is what we can do in your home. It makes all the difference. It's no more hard water tearing up your plumbing and all that. So it's soft water. It's incredible. They've been doing it a long, long time. They've been keeping water soft since 1925. Try the soft life and alkaline water today. Just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338. Or, again, go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Make sure to tell them Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. EcoWater, your water should be perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, I think this has been an amazing 4 hours. Well, 3 hours and 39 minutes, Paulie. Because somehow I think my zit has gotten better. Just not quite as angry red as it was early in the show. Can you see?
It has gone down a little bit.
It has kind of gone down a little bit. I didn't really do anything to it. No one came by. I had
a lot of
tier ones offered to bring me some of the like the zit strips or the patches that you
can
put on your acne blemishes. And I had a really angry red looking one this morning, but it has calmed down just a little bit. So I'm happy about that.
Congratulations. So, I'm happy for you as well.
Woodsy is gone. He will be hopefully back in studio on Monday morning. And
yeah,
maybe this is the
end
of his travels. My goodness, he's put a lot of miles on.
No kidding.
And
it's like not
months.
Easy traveling either. I mean, like you said, he's leaving now. He's got to drive two and a half hours to Dallas. He said the rental car place is nowhere near the airport. He's got to drop off his rental car, then take the bus or whatever over to the airport, and then fly all the way back to San Diego.
Plus it's Friday, so I assume the Dallas traffic and the Metroplex is pretty bad.
Yeah,
he's got a very long day ahead of him today, but hopefully he gets back safe tonight, has the weekend to recover, watch some baseball, and then we will come back here at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. Wrap it all up. I can do a little long tease. I've been texting this morning with our friend Major Garrett, who's going to join us in studio on Tuesday for the second half of the program, which is always a treat. So something we can already look forward to next week, no matter what happens this weekend. We got Major Garrett coming in. Last thing to do on this program, though, is the Rindle Report. We will get to the headlines right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
I just saw this comment in the chat from Death by Palm Tree. Wants to know, I wonder how many tier ones watch or listen from jail.
I would actually love to know that answer. I don't even know why, but I would love to know.
I mean, assume, you know, people have radios in jail, so they can listen locally.
Do you get access to YouTube in jail?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't really know. But maybe the Menendez brothers, you know, they were up for parole yesterday and today. First brother got denied yesterday parole, so they could still be listening at Donovan State Prison, which, you know, our signal certainly carries out there. So if you are in jail this morning listening to Ben and Woods, welcome to the Tier 1 community. We will...
Good morning,
we don't cast
Lyle
judgment.
And
we just,
Eric.
Yeah, we just appreciate that you're joining us every morning.
Yes. Interesting way to get into the Rindle Report.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
All right, let's get started here. I was looking for some fun audio, and I don't know if this is fun audio or not, but Ben, get your thoughts on, so we got the NFL season rapidly approaching, and Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots, was not too pleased with the media, actually. He was doing his weekly, or daily, I guess, right now in training camp, session at the podium, and he was asked about a report of a injured player, and he's getting very upset with the media getting injury reports before the team actually is putting out that information. And he says he's got a rat in his organization.
The report today that Jalen Pope will have to have season-ending shoulder surgery. Can you add anything to that?
No.
I don't know, other than I'd like to find out where some of these come from. You know, some of these rats around here, so we'll figure that out.
Teams love to control the narratives around injuries, especially. So he was asked, if you couldn't hear it at the beginning, you know, so-and-so, there's reports of a season-ending injury. Do you have any comments on that? And he just, no. Other than we got to find the rat who was giving out this information.
I don't totally understand where coaches think they get a competitive advantage over being so secretive about injuries. You certainly, I mean, if there's a situation where you've got a big game that week and you've got a player who's a little banged up, but they're probably going to play, you don't want to over-publicize to the opponent, like, what's bothering him so they can take
sure.
it, especially in football, like, actually, this guy's got a pretty bad right knee. He's going to be trying to play on it. Well, if I'm the other team, I might be, you know, trying to hit that right knee a little bit more often if I knew about that. But if someone's, you know, potentially having surgery and it's going to end their season, it doesn't affect anything at all that information gets out a day earlier or a day later. This is the obsessive need to control everything that you often see out of, especially football coaches, like anything that is not, you know, gets out of their control, that
right.
every bit of information, they feel like they're spinning out of control somehow. And I totally don't get that. I really don't. It shouldn't matter that much. That information, it might come out from the player's agent, or it might have come out from the player himself, which is absolutely legitimate. They can talk about their own health and their own
sure.
conditions. It's not impacting the team at all, to be just honest and transparent.
Let's move on here to the next story. Ben, I need your help on explaining exactly, we talked about this probably during Don't Do This a while back, but in the NBA, Malik Beasley, it was announced yesterday, he's no longer part of the gambling investigation that the league and like the district courts of New York were running. Now, what exactly happened? What exactly happened for him to be completely cleared of this? Because when these investigations happen, especially with gambling for whatever reason in sports, you kind of automatically assume that player's cooked, we're never going to see him again, and it doesn't typically turn out this way where it's like, actually, all clear, you're good.
It feels as though Malik Beasley got a really raw deal here, because it, right there at the end of the regular season and the start of free agency in June, they announced this. Yeah, they're looking into some unusual betting patterns. I mean, we've heard this in baseball
right.
with, you know,
first
recently.
First pitch ball
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, the first pitch ball. Like, are the players in on it, you know, to help gamblers win money? And apparently one U.S. sports book noticed unusual heavy betting interest on Malik Beasley's statistics in certain games, specifically a game against the Trailblazers on January 31st. The odds of Beasley recording fewer than 2.5 rebounds moved like a lot because everyone was betting the under. And they thought, okay, this is weird. This is an unusual betting pattern. And so they opened this investigation at the end of the season. The thing is, he went over on the rebounds in that game. So
it was not... He was not.
If he was in on it, or I mean, he was obviously he had no idea if he was in on it or he would have gone under on the rebounds because that's where all the money was. So he didn't help out the gamblers. And apparently after all this investigation, they've decided, yeah, whatever is going on, if there is something, Malik Beasley doesn't seem to be
a part
of it. And he's not a target of the federal gambling investigation anymore. Here's the problem. When it started was when he was right about to sign a new free agent deal, like a $40 million deal. With the Detroit Pistons, but then they went on and moved on because, well, they didn't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole when there's a gambling investigation, and now most teams have already used all their veteran exceptions and salary cap space, so he's going to have to try to latch on with a team, presumably for far less money than he would have gotten. So, in essence, this investigation may have cost him millions and millions and millions of dollars, even though it appears he did nothing wrong and had nothing to do with it, which is pretty crazy.
That is
like irresponsible
awful.
On the part of investigators in this case to even imply that he might have had something to do with it. If they found
sucks.
Out that he really did not, that is, it's pretty wild.
I mean, he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I can't control who's betting on me to do what.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I just looked like really bad at rebounding the game before, so they just all went on the under, and then I had a good rebounding game.
Yeah, I remember a couple of months ago when that story came out, and then just kind of didn't hear from it, and then all of a sudden completely cleared. I'm like, God, you don't see it that often where that happens. And
too many times when these stories, and we're guilty of it sometimes as well, we'll do a don't do this story, and then, you know, when the facts totally come out, it's not that exciting or interesting, so you just forget about it and move on. But at least we can give this some publicity, because it sounds like Malik Beasley was, if anything, he was the victim of an investigation that never should have happened, or at least connected his name to that investigation, and it should have been kept a lot more private than it was back in June.
Yeah. And then finally, Benny, we will wrap it up with a local note here. And I think we talked about this just for a second last night with some of our YouTube members on the member stream. But shout out to his family, I guess, for the Mission Valley Hooters, which news broke yesterday that they will be closing up shop. And that's going to be happening here later at the end of this month, it says, is from what I'm reading. And that's going to leave just one final Hooters remaining in San Diego County. Remember going to the Mission Valley one a few times in college with some friends. Wing Wednesday was a big hit. And Benny, the only way we do things here on this show
is... Wow, sad.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Just the one location in San Marcos if you need your Hooters fix.
There's just not that many owl-themed restaurants left. You know? Because that is theme of... It's an owl-themed restaurant, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's an owl in
the
logo.
People go there for the owls.
For the owl. They enjoy the owl logo and the owl theme. That's why it's called Hooters, because that's owl's hoot.
Correct.
Right.
We can do some research.
Hooter research. I think it must be, being the hiring person. This can't be a fair way to necessarily do that. Like, Paulie, if you wanted to go and be a server at Hooters, you should be able to do that. If that's your dream.
I mean, I got boobs. I don't know that big of boobs.
If that's your dream, they shouldn't be able to stop you. That would be discriminatory. If they didn't hire Paul Reindel to be a server, right?
What if they just decided, we don't think he's that good of a server?
You just don't have the stuff necessary to be.
It has nothing to do with anything else other than purely.
Chicken wings to a table.
Yes.
We've kind of analyzed, we've looked at your resume, and we just don't think that you're qualified.
Just don't think you're a good fit here.
To bring out chicken wings to the table and to refill people's water glasses and get them their cocktails. So, sorry. Paul, we're not going to be able to employ you at Hooters at this time.
Darn.
It is a weird thing.
Should we go down there after the show one last time?
One last time? Is there still a last few days?
Yeah. Said later this month.
Get your final
lunch.
Fix in. Wood said he might take the kids one last time.
Yes.
While he's doing the single dad thing when Hannah's on her trip.
He said he
to
might,
Hawaii.
Yeah, the single dad weekend. Yeah. He might drive down to Mission Valley from North County and go hit up Hooters and then head over to Dave and Buster's. What's next on the divorce dad's
miniature
weekend?
Golf,
yeah,
perhaps.
Mini golf, boomers.
Yeah,
boomers.
And then maybe a kids movie at some point. Just hit the trifecta of all the degenerate dad things that you do with your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing educationally responsible or culturally
that's no
enriching.
Fun.
I know. That's not what kids want to do. No. They just want to go out and have a lot of fun. All right, we got Padres baseball for you coming up tonight.
Here we go, man.
At 6:40, Sammy Levitt with your EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 5:40.
Is it, man? We play the Dodgers three more times and then we'll not face them again until, if we see them again this year, it'll be in the postseason.
Are you hoping that the Padres play the Dodgers again?
No.
Because if they do, that means that they're both in the playoffs and they're meeting in the playoffs.
No, I never want to see them again after this
but
weekend.
You, the best case scenario would be you get to the playoffs and you don't have to face them
another
at all.
Team knocks them
another
out.
Another team
yeah.
knocks them that out, and you be... just go right through. I think ultimately, let's be honest, if the Padres want to get where they want to get to, it's going to have to go through the Dodgers again at some point. I'd be surprised if it didn't, but we'll find out. This hour on The Fan is brought to you by Nativa Interiors. This Labor Day weekend, two iconic design companies are joining forces for a warehouse sale. Join Nativa Interiors and Hold It Contemporary Home in Miramar for huge discounts on living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furnishings. Call or text for more details at 619-215-6893. All right, let the stress begin. Another weekend.
Here we go.
Of Padres, Dodgers. We will wrap it up for you all on Monday morning at 6 a.m. The Braden Soprenich Show is coming up next for Stephen Woods and Paul Reindel. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Friday and a terrific weekend from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.